For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Brittany Mowat, senior goaltender and assistant captain out of Glenboro, Manitoba. And Britt, your team wrapped up the first half of the season with a non-conference road sweep at RIT, 3-1 and 5-1. How much confidence did that give your team going into the break?
I think that RIT weekend was really big for us, just kind of going out of the year, finishing off strong. And the two wins, we kind of got offense, which was much needed after some weekends that we could have used more of it. So, yeah, it was definitely a big confidence boost for us.
You come into the second half of this season with a lot less road games. Of course, we're going to open up at Ohio State. But looking at the second half, how much easier is it going to be on your team compared to that first half?
I think our second half schedule is definitely going to be good for us. I mean, I think we go to St. Cloud and Ohio. So other than that, playing at home is going to be a lot easier for us. And it's just kind of more familiar for us, less travel. And I think that's a lot easier on our bodies. And I think it's just more focus when we're at home as well.
Your team got a really long break, a month break from the last time you played another team. What was it like getting that kind of a break, and what was the mindset of the girls coming back here?
With such a young team, I think that break was much needed, just seeing that we didn't have, I don't think we had a weekend off in the first half. So getting back to it, I think girls had much more kind of focus and kind of determination just after such a busy first half. I think that was a much needed break.
On a personal note, how was your Christmas break?
It was good. It was much needed. I didn't do much of anything, but I think that's what I needed to get back refocused.
What did Christmas entail for you? How much travel did you have to do?
I didn't do much at all. I just pretty much stayed home and hung out with friends. A lot of my friends are away for college, so I just got to see them a lot. And yeah, I didn't do much.
A nice break. This weekend, back to WCHA play. How much ice time has your team had going into this weekend?
We got back to Bemidji on the 1st, and since then we've been skating almost every day, obviously one day off a week, working out three times a week, and it's been quite busy. I know we've had a couple two-hour practices, but I think that's what we needed to get our legs back moving again.
Last time out against Ohio State, you split with them here at home. You lost the first game, battled back, won 4-1 the next game. How much different is your team now compared to when you played them the first time?
I think we're definitely a different team. Our young girls have definitely got more experience, and I know they have a good goalie, and looking back at RIT, we got a couple goals that weekend, and hopefully that can kind of transfer to this weekend and give that goalie a challenge.
You mentioned Sove. She's played pretty well lately for Ohio State. Do you even worry about how well the other goalie's playing when you battle a team each weekend?
No, that's nothing I can really worry about. It's kind of out of my control, but I guess the better she is, I guess the better I have to be, knowing that she's probably not going to let too many in, so I can't either.
What are your on-ice goals here? Your senior year is winding down. You've got 12 games left. What are you hoping to accomplish?
I think we have a good shot at making a run this second half. Just looking at our schedule, I think we can definitely get I think we can get more wins this second half and definitely give ourselves a good position going into playoffs.
Britt, good luck the rest of the way. It's always fun to talk to you, and we'll see you on the road.
Thank you.